Welcome back to another episode of Black by Popular Demand. My name is CJ Bowens and I'm your host, also known as Casanova Bowens. And today we're going to talk about private versus secret relationships. I kind of want to go over some things based on this post I've seen. I felt like this is a good topic, just a short little topic to kind of talk to you guys about, because this often comes up with me with the social media showing people off and everything of that nature. I have a different take on it. You guys may agree, you may not, but that's what the nature of debate is for. We're not all supposed to agree with each other. This is supposed to be an open conversation instead of a elephant in the room. As always, future me, go ahead and roll that intro. Y'all, so as per usual, bro, I'm scrolling on Facebook, been trying to kind of distance myself a little bit, you know, drinking water, wearing protection, working out, those good things. Disregard that, I'm just talking my shit. And today, I see this post from the typical weird dating love, you know, those big profiles that just post basically all this stuff and have a whole bunch of followers. Like, you know what I mean when you see the weird dating posts or couples forever profiles. Of course, it comes onto my feed because some scorned woman or man felt this way. And I gotta be honest with y'all, I'm not moved, bro. I'm not, because I'm kind of tired of this narrative, but I stay quiet on it because it's like, you'll never get people who don't get it to get it, right? But here we are. If your boyfriend ain't posting you or letting people know that y'all are together, it's either he's cheating or there are other girls he wants. There's no such thing as I don't want drama. I don't want people in our business. Well, boys love showing off their girlfriends. So it's either you not enough or he's scared that those other girls he's entertaining will stop talking to him. Remember, there's a difference between keeping a relationship private and keeping it as a secret. Stay woke. Stay woke. Like, okay. So midway through this, they literally contradict themselves because there is a such thing as I don't want drama, and there is a such thing as I don't want people in our business. I'm a introverted private person. I know that sounds crazy to believe. I do have a Twitch account where I do stream to the public, but I am a very private person, especially when it comes to like my child, my family, anything that's going on within my family and stuff like that. And there are thousands and millions of people that are just like me. Like, I don't have a desire to hide anything. I do have a desire to not give information unsolicited. That's been my whole thing. I don't have to give you this information just to give it. I don't care. I've gotten to the point where I really genuinely do not care about social media validating my relationship, because you know what's gonna happen, bro? If they're not cute to the general public, they're going to bag on you. They're going to rag on you the entire fucking time. We seen it with Chance the Rapper. Chance the Rapper has made it known that he loves his wife. He did an album about it. He takes pictures with her all the time. And people just say she looks like a fucking guy. Nobody wants that shit on their timeline, bro, especially as a dude. Nobody wants to hear that shit. And people will go, well, you shouldn't care. But at the same time, bro, I don't want that on my timeline. I don't need that negativity. It ain't even about caring about what they think at all. It's about, I don't want that fucking negativity, bro. I was doing just fine before I seen this shit. And you have the other hand, if they're very pretty, they're very beautiful. 1,001 niggas are gonna try you in public. They gonna test you. You shouldn't care about. Okay, but at the same, you shouldn't care about this and blah 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 blah. Okay, at the same time, I don't want to be out in public and a dude try to pull my car because you pretty and he think I can't fight or I can't shoot. I don't want that. And folks will go, well, you can walk away and blah 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 blah. I don't want that. I'm a nonchalant man where I don't want to have to be in conflict solely because he want to take my girl. It ain't even about her at that point. You just don't want that type of attention. Because I know how men are. I know how niggas are. It's genuinely that simple. It's literally that simple. So when people say, oh, there's no such thing as I don't want drama, I don't want people in our business, you don't live in the real world, bro. And then there's this other part of, you're either not enough or he's scared that these other girls. Why does it always have to be this ulterior motive? Oh, I'm just this Mac, I'm this player, blah 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 blah. Like, it doesn't have to be all that. Now, granted, there are men that try to maintain multiple women, but that's not the case for all dudes that are in the situation. Private relationship means, hey, you know, if you see us out, this is my girlfriend. A secret relationship is, well, me and you dating, but I'm also talking to other people and I'm withholding this information. Private doesn't mean I'm withholding this information. If you ask me, I'm going to tell you. That's what a private relationship is. I don't let you know what I cooked for my wife. I don't tell you that, you know, she bent over and we took pictures. I don't post videos of us doing miscellaneous stuff. Like, I don't have to inform you of what's going on within my house if me and my girlfriend are living together. People want to know everything about your relationship in these days because social media has trained people to feel as though they have to know the ins and outs of your relationship. And that's the problem. You don't have to know that me and my girl got into it today. You don't. You don't have to know anything about what goes on. You don't have to know we had a disagreement. You don't have to know that we went traveling overseas. You can know, but you don't have to know for this relationship to work. And it's scary because most, like, I've dealt with women who feel like, well, you don't post me, you don't do this, you don't do that. For what? Me and you know we're dating. Your mom knows we're dating. My mom knows we're dating. Everybody in our friend circle knows we're dating. So why do I have to tell some strangers that do not care, could not care less, that we're dating? For what? So they can, when they know we're dating, they could take a post the wrong way and put the seeds of insecurity in your head, so they could literally take something out of context and push it. Like, oh, couldn't be my man. Oh, I know. Maybe so my ex can come to you and be like, oh, he was just texting me however many months ago before I started talking to you, and you can get offended about it. For what? I don't care what man had you in the past tense. Ain't got nothing to do with me. But most women do care about what women had you in the past tense for whatever reason. I don't know, man. I just don't care enough about social media. Likes and reacts do not validate my relationship, because I know people that get posted all the time. India, in the India and Dirk situation, India got posted all the time. It didn't stop Dirk from fucking porn stars. Lil Baby loved Jada away to death. Still was fucking porn stars. Still was paying for pussy. So what are we doing here, bro? What is the whole purpose? I feel like people only care about social media to make other people jealous, whereas I don't care if you're jealous or envious of me. I don't care to pull that emotion out of you. That's never what I've been about. I want to inspire people, and I don't feel like relationships inspire people. I want to inspire and encourage, not sow the seeds of jealousy and envy. Envy and jealousy are both some very ugly, ugly traits. I don't want to make people jealous and go, well, why don't you do this for me? Because every relationship is different, bro. That's not what, if I was to post my relationship and make it public, see, and that's the thing, nobody's perfect, right? So even if you want your relationship to inspire people, you're only showing the positive light. It's rare times you show the negative. People either show the positive or the negative. They don't never show the in-between. You don't never show the neutral moments. Most people I know, they don't show the moments where they fucked up and pissed their girlfriend off, or they fucked up and pissed their boyfriend off. It's always, well, he did this, and he, like, okay, well, that's not how relationships work. Sometimes both parties are in the wrong. Sometimes, excuse me, y'all. Sometimes one party is in the wrong. People don't show the neutrality in relationships and the gray areas in relationships where both parties are at fault. Because it doesn't fit your narrative. I've been a victim of that, personally. I guess all in all, I'm pressing the same issue I've pressed before. Stop allowing social media to dictate how successful your relationship is. How successful your relationship is based on your compatibility, both sexual, emotional, mentally, financially, everything, all in between, the perfect trifecta. That's what determines the success in your relationship. Not if 100 people love you guys' aesthetic, the fact that you match outfits and all of that. That does not matter. In the grand scheme of things, that will not matter. We could look so cute together and hate each other. Seriously, you could be the cutest couple together, but literally not be a match. That's why I say aesthetics, social media influence, all of that does not matter. What does matter is, do you love this person? And if you don't love this person, if you guys are in the early stages of dating, do you see yourself having a long-term future with them? Because this is what it's all about. It's about getting someone that you can see yourself growing old with. It's about getting someone you can see yourself, you know, loving for eternity. You can see yourself raising kids with, building a legacy with. Not this social media bullshit, bro. This shit is here for entertainment. That's all I have for you guys today. I appreciate you guys listening. I will be going live on Twitch on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 6:30 to 8:30 Central Time. My Twitch name is Casanova Bowens. That is C as in cat, A S A, N as in Nancy, O V A, Bowens, B as in boy, B O W E, N as in Nancy, S. I hope you guys enjoyed the episode and you guys have a wonderful night. I'm out.